Hello, one and all, to another episode of Deep Lore. I'm sure we've all heard stories of deep holes in the ground that are rumoured to contain evil spirits. Perhaps in some stories, the people who are drilling for oil or minerals are said to have bored a hole into the mantle of hell itself, releasing spirits and demons alike to torment the local area. These generally have been named the Well of Hell or the Well to Hell. All reports of these wells typically contain a very similar premise as described previously. The first, and perhaps most well known of these wells to hell, originated in Russia, specifically in Serbia. The legend goes that a research team in Serbia, led by a Mr. Azakov, were in the process of drilling a hole that was 14.4 kilometers deep into the earth, when suddenly, the drill no longer met resistance, meaning that there must have been some sort of hollow crevice or cave that it broke into. The researchers were intrigued, but for some reason, the first thing they decided to do was to lower a heat-resistant microphone down into the hole. They measured temperatures of over 1,000 degrees Celsius. The audio the microphone captured was just densely filled with screaming, moaning, and the cries of agony from humans. This audio can be found many places on YouTube and online. It was first reported by a Pentecostal Christian news organization in Finland. The author of the report claimed he found the story from a collection of notes by another Christian magazine. That Christian magazine claimed to have found the story from another Christian magazine, and it kept going on and on. The story found itself on an English-speaking channel for the first time when Trinity Broadcasting Network in 1989 shared the story. They used the story as literal proof of the existence of hell. The story also claimed that a bat-like creature arose from the well and left a flaming trail across the Russian sky. The Trinity Broadcasting Network didn't do any of their own research before they published the story. There was a lot of disbelief about this well. Firstly, because of the strange action of the researchers deciding that upon finding what they believed was a cavern or perhaps an underground oil spring, the first action they did was to put a microphone down. Secondly, the strange fact that they had a microphone that had 14.4 kilometers of wire attached to it was amazing too. People began to research this claim and ultimately found it to have no evidence that would support it. There is no record of a 14-kilometer hole being drilled in Serbia. The sources are Christian broadcasts that quote other Christian broadcasts who believe that hell is real to begin with. It's believed that the story was further spread by the famous Kolar Superdeep borehole, who reached 12 kilometers in 1989 and also had rumors of hell surrounding it. However, this was not in Serbia. Perhaps the final point of this well being a hoax is that the audio clips of the tormented screams that I mentioned previously, and you might have even heard or searched up yourself, were found to be a collection of stock audio sounds mixed with the soundtrack from a film called Barren Blood. As of right now, the Well of Hell from Serbia is almost certainly believed to be a hoax, or at the very least just a myth, albeit a famous one. I remember hearing this personally when I was younger. There was also a film made that was based on the myth in Serbia called 9 Miles Down. So I'm pretty confident this was just a myth spread around. However, we can move to a more recent occurrence while we're talking about the Well of Hell. In fact, so recent that it was only a couple of weeks ago that it first started being mentioned in worldwide news. However, the well itself could be millions of years old and has folklore from centuries ago, the Yemen Well of Hell. The Yemen Well of Hell, also known as the Well of Barhout, is located in the east of Yemen. It measures 30 meters wide at the top, and is unknown how deep it reaches downwards. Although it is believed to be somewhere between 100 meters and 250 meters deep, so not too deep at all. Salah Babher is in charge of local geographical surveys around this area and has said that they have been unable to reach the bottom of the well. there is little ventilation and absolutely no oxygen down there. He recalled a previous attempt to explore the well. They managed to get 50 to 60 meters down when they began to smell foul odors, perhaps sulfur. He also stated he began to see strange things. However, this hasn't been elaborated on in any information about the well I can find. Sunlight cannot penetrate the darkness of the well due to the steepness of the edges. Birds do, however, fly in and out of it. The local folklore states that this well is a prison for demons, and local residents to the well do not visit it and don't even want to speak about it out of fear of becoming cursed or the demons threatening life on Earth. Some visitors have managed to get drone footage of the hole from high up. However, currently no one has managed to get videos from inside. I'm not quite sure why. Locals say that objects that fly near the well get sucked in. Although now that this has been shared much more than it previously was, I don't expect it to be much longer until a visitor does manage to get a good shot of the inside, and perhaps find out what's at the bottom of it. So that brings us to the end of the video. Obviously, we know that the Serbian well is established as a hoax, but this Yemen well seems like a far more interesting one. Some people have speculated that the strange smells that originate from the bottom of the well could indicate oil or some other chemical that reacts with oxygen, leaving the well oxygen-starved. I think the premise of any deep hole drilling into hell has to be false though, and I'm not even discussing it from the perspective of people saying hell isn't real. I'm talking from a purely theological perspective. Hell isn't a place that can be entered by mortals. It sits outside of space and time. So the concept of the Christian broadcasting agencies sharing this, granted it was in the 80s, but still, bad theology leads to bad ideas. Could we break into some deep cavern filled with beasts and demons? Depending on your affinity with the paranormal and cryptids, you might say yes. But no matter what, according to the Christian-based understanding of hell, the thing we drill into cannot actually be hell. Thank you for watching this episode of Deep Lore. Hopefully, it's left you wanting to view more content. Please leave a like if you enjoyed it, and subscribe if you haven't done so yet. I would appreciate it if you could share it with your friends. After all, why leave the comfort of the VCR when we're only at the tip of the iceberg? There are still plenty more video cassettes left to watch.